Chapter 20. And David went running away from Naioth in Ramah. However, he came and said in front of Jonathan, "What have I done? What is my error, and what sin have I committed before your father, for he is seeking for my soul?" At this he said to him, "It is unthinkable. You will not die. Look, my father will not do a big thing or a little thing and not disclose it to my ear. And for what reason should my father conceal this matter from me? This does not happen." But David swore in addition and said, "Your father must surely know that I have found favor in your eyes, and so would say, 'Do not let Jonathan know this, for fear he may feel hurt.' But in fact, as Jehovah is living and as your soul is living, there is just about a step between me and death." And Jonathan went on to say to David, "Whatever your soul may say, I shall do for you." At this David said to Jonathan, "Look, tomorrow is new moon, and I myself ought without fail to be sitting with the king to eat, and you must send me away, and I must conceal myself in the field until the evening on the third day. If your father should miss me at all, then you must say, 'David earnestly asked leave of absence of me to run to Bethlehem, his city, because there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family.' If the way he should say is, 'It is all right,' it means peace to your servant. But if he should at all become angry, know that what is bad has been determined upon by him. And you must render loving kindness toward your servant, for it is into a covenant of Jehovah that you have brought your servant with you. But if there is error in me, put me to death yourself, since why should it be to your father that you should bring me?" To this Jonathan said, "That is unthinkable respecting you. But if I should at all get to know that evil has been determined upon by my father to come upon you, shall I not tell it to you?" Then David said to Jonathan, "Who will tell me whether what your father may answer you is harsh?" In turn Jonathan said to David, "Just come, and let us go out into the field." So both of them went out into the field. And Jonathan went on to say to David, "Jehovah, the God of Israel, be a witness that I shall sound out my father about this time tomorrow, or the third day, and if he is well disposed toward David, shall I not then send to you and certainly disclose it to your ear?" So may Jehovah do to Jonathan, and so may he add to it, if, in case it should seem good to my father to do evil against you, I do not indeed disclose it to your ear, and send you away, and you do not certainly go in peace. And may Jehovah prove to be with you, just as he proved to be with my father. And will you not, if I shall be still alive, yes, will you not exercise the loving kindness of Jehovah toward me, that I may not die? And you will not cut off your own loving kindness from being with my household to time indefinite. Nor, when Jehovah cuts off the enemies of David, every one from the surface of the ground, will the name of Jonathan be cut off from the house of David. And Jehovah must require it at the hand of David's enemies." So Jonathan swore again to David because of his love for him, for as he loved his own soul, he loved him. And Jonathan went on to say to him, "Tomorrow is new moon, and you will certainly be missed, because your seat will be vacant. And certainly on the third day you will be missed very much, and you must come to the place where you concealed yourself on the working day, and you must dwell near this stone here. And as for me, I shall shoot 3 arrows to one side of it, to send them where I will to a target. And look, I shall send the attendant, saying, 'Go, find the arrows.' If I should specifically say to the attendant, 'Look, the arrows are on this side of you, take them,' then you come, for it means peace for you, and there is nothing the matter, as Jehovah is living. But if this is the way I should say to the lad, 'Look, the arrows are farther away from you,' go, for Jehovah has sent you away. And as for the word that we have spoken, I and you, why, May Jehovah be between me and you to time indefinite. And David proceeded to conceal himself in the field. And it came to be new moon, and the king took his seat at the meal to eat. And the king was sitting in his seat, as at other times, in the seat by the wall. And Jonathan was facing him, and Abner was sitting at Saul's side, but David's place was vacant. And Saul did not say anything at all on that day, for he said to himself, "Something has happened, so that he is not clean, for he has not been cleansed." And it came about the day after the new moon, on the second day, that David's place continued vacant. At this Saul said to Jonathan his son, "Why has not the son of Jesse come to the meal either yesterday or today?" So Jonathan answered Saul, "David earnestly asked leave of absence from me to go to Bethlehem." And he went on to say, "Send me away, please, because we have a family sacrifice in the city, and it was my own brother that commanded me. So now, if I have found favor in your eyes, let me slip away, please, that I may see my brothers. That is why he has not come to the king's table." Then Saul's anger grew hot against Jonathan, and he said to him, "You son of a rebellious maid, do I not well know that you are choosing the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of the secret parts of your mother? For all the days that the son of Jesse is alive on the ground, you and your kingship will not be firmly established. So now send and fetch him to me, for he is destined for death." However, Jonathan answered Saul his father and said to him, "Why should he be put to death? What has he done?" At that Saul went hurling the spear at him to strike him, and Jonathan came to know that it had been determined upon by his father to put David to death. Immediately Jonathan rose up from the table in the heat of anger, and he did not eat bread on the second day after the new moon, for he had been hurt respecting David, because his own father had humiliated him. And it came about in the morning that Jonathan made his way out to the field of David's appointed place, and a young attendant was with him. And he proceeded to say to his attendant, "Run, please, find the arrows that I am shooting." The attendant ran, and he himself shot the arrow to make it pass beyond him. When the attendant came as far as the place of the arrow that Jonathan had shot, Jonathan began to call from behind the attendant and say, "Is not the arrow farther away from you?" And Jonathan went on calling from behind the attendant, "In haste, act quickly, do not stand still." And the attendant of Jonathan went picking up the arrows and then came to his master. As for the attendant, he did not know anything. Only Jonathan and David themselves knew about the matter. After that, Jonathan gave his weapons to the attendant that belonged to him, and he said to him, "Go, take them to the city." The attendant went. As for David, he rose up from nearby to the south. Then he fell on his face to the earth and bowed 3 times. And they began kissing each other and weeping for each other until David had done it the most. And Jonathan went on to say to David, "Go in peace, since we have sworn, both of us, in the name of Jehovah, saying, 'May Jehovah himself prove to be between me and you, and between my offspring and your offspring, to time indefinite.'" Accordingly, David rose up and went his way, and Jonathan himself came into the city.